know I was talking with someone yesterday, and we both were saying we wish we had somebody when we were young to help train us in godliness. And so I believe that this is something that we're trying to accomplish here, is to train ourselves in godliness and to... How many of y'all seen that movie, The Band of Brothers? Yeah, we all into that war movie, huh? But you know what? We got a band of brothers right here. Amen. Held together by the blood of Jesus Christ. And as we heard last night, we're to be here for one another, to encourage one another, to help one another. And I thank God for that. I hope you'll be open with each other and honest with each other and just be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if I understand Brother Isaac right this morning, what he wanted me to share in this is how do you get in the Word of God and work a full-time job? And I tell you, that's not easy. But Paul says in Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. So we are to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. We're to dwell in the Word, and it is to dwell in us. And that's hard to do when you come home in the evening and you've been out in the heat of the day and you sit down in your chair and you try to read, and before long your eyes are closed and you've fallen asleep. So I could never get much done in the evening. I had to get up early before I went to work and tried to get in the Word then. And I took a New Testament with me. And as we had opportunity through the day, then you can read some in the Word of God. It's a challenge. So I challenge you this morning, come up with ways, having to hold down a job, of how you can get in the Word and the Word get in you. And we're going to see in a moment the reason why we need that. So Saturdays was my day to be able to spend time in the Word of God and preparing to preach on Sunday. Now, you men, a lot of you men don't have that struggle because you're not called to preach. But you're called to lead your families. You're called to be close to God. And so you still have the same challenge. How do you get in the Word? And how do you let the Word dwell in you? That's a challenge you've got to come up with. I can't tell you how to do that. So you've got so many hours through the week. And how you divide that and how you discipline yourself to have the time to be able to get into the Word, that's between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. We know the need is there. How we do it, well, I hope you can come up with some creative ways. I want to turn to Acts chapter 19. In verse 10 it says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus. They heard the what? They heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. They heard the word of the Lord Jesus, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. You know that's what we need in our day? I tell you, when the Word of God, the Word of the Lord Jesus is magnified in our day, then things begin to happen. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the Word of God and prevailed. Do you know how and when the Word of God is prevailing in our lives? The Word of God is prevailing in our lives when it convicts us, as these people were convicted, and they confess their sins, and then they forsake it, and they get rid of all the things in their life. Then, brethren, we know that the Word of God is growing mightily and prevailing in our life. And maybe we need to have a burning party sometime and burn everything that doesn't glorify Jesus.